101.9, 100.7, continuous light favorites. 9:31, Monty in the morning, and this segment is sponsored by South Strand Internist. Today we get to speak with Dr. Brian Adler. He's at the Surfside location. How's it going, Doc?
Great.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Y'all are busy over there, huh?
Yes, we are.
So our topic today is all about back pain. Take it away.
Well, again, back pain is a very common problem that people come into the medical office for. And, you know, some of these problems that people come in with, and again, we'll talk about two types of people. One who's just had a recent problem where their back hurts, and others who've had it for a long time. Starting first with people who come in with sort of sudden or recent pain, you know, again, that's pretty straightforward for the doctor in terms of trying to see whether they pulled a muscle or whether they slipped a disc per se, or, you know, whether they, again, have some other issue. And again, many of these we treat typically conservatively, meaning often muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatory, on occasion pain medications, rest and heat often resolve the problem. For some, the pain is very severe and require narcotics and pain medications, which again, we nowadays, with all the new issues with opiates and drugs, you know, we use very cautiously.
Right. That's good
to hear.
And then
there are the people that come in with problems that they've had for a long time, months or years, and they're a little more complicated. Some have had previous back problems, they've seen other doctors, or they just never have really had it looked at. And again, for those, often there's a number of things we do. Obviously, x-rays are important. Many times we'll do what's called an MRI. And an MRI sees things that regular x-ray does not. So regular x-ray looks at bones, and they can see if the bones are aligned. The MRI looks at the tissues, the discs, the nerves, and actually sees what's going on in the lower back. So if it's a disc or a nerve problem, often the MRI will show it. And again, based on that, we can often direct patients for appropriate treatment. You know, I think one of the problems I see with patients that come in that have had problems with their back, the first thing always most people want, you know, obviously is relief. But many, you know, ask me, well, should I see a back or a spine specialist, or should I do this or that? And many times that's a bit premature. You know, again, my experience over many years of dealing with back problems is that there's only some people who benefit from surgical procedures. So many people think, well, I've got back pain, I need an operation. And again, I'm not saying that they don't help, and often they can be life-changing, but it's very important before getting back surgery to make sure that every other avenue in terms of treatment has been addressed, because I've seen many, many people on a daily basis who've had back surgery who either have not gotten better or in some cases have gotten worse. So again, I think, you know, part of the message I would say for people listening that have had back problems is, you know, again, before jumping into aggressive treatment, which sometimes, again, can and often not bear fruit, it's very important to have a careful evaluation, look at various treatment options first, and often use back surgery as the last option if there's other possible things that can be done first.
Well, it also could be very serious, too, with I had a lady I used to know, well, I used to work with her. It turned out she had back pain, but she wouldn't go. She never went to the doctor, but then it turned out to be cancer, and she had intestinal cancer.
Yeah,
and
that
she
can happen.
Unfortunately died very soon after that diagnosis. So in that case, I guarantee you, I bet she had an MRI, and that's how they found that, correct, do you think?
Well, again, I think, you know, severe pain in the back or pain that's gone on for some time, you know, generally standard x-ray or MRI will pick that up and determine, you know, that it's either related to cancer that has gotten into the bone. And that's uncommon. I mean, that does happen, but yeah, it's uncommon. You know, the majority of things that cause back pain for most people, particularly older people, are arthritic changes that occur in the back, just like they occur in knees and hips. which can give stiffness and pain. That's common. The second problem that we see most often is related to discs or nerves that get pinched. Some of those can cause temporary pain, and other people can have very persistent pain that often can go down the leg that we call sciatic pain. And then the third is a condition that is potentially more serious called spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the canal where the spinal cord and nerves go down into the canal of the vertebrae of the back, and that can get narrow and push on nerves, causing pain and often weakness in the legs. People have trouble walking, they have trouble getting up and down stairs or getting out of chairs, and that's potentially more dangerous from the standpoint of permanent nerve damage. And some of those we do surgically repair before they get advanced to try to help preserve neurologic function. So, again, I think the take-home message for anyone with back issues is, sit down with your primary care doctor, make sure that you look at all the various options, sit down and just have your primary care would be the best person to suggest, what do I need at this point? Do I need to see a surgeon? Do I need to see a physical therapist? Do I need to see a pain management doctor who can often do injections into the spine to get, often people will get relief, or does just simple medication and rest help? So starting with primary care first and using the various specialists and different treatment modalities to determine what is the best and the safest treatment approach for you.
All right. Dr. Adler, Brian Adler, South Strand intern, his Surfside location. You can be reached at 843-650-4006. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, and have a nice day.
You take care. Bye-bye.